This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Dean Vandermeer on the line of Set Free Ministries. We're going to be talking about a virtual event they have coming up with Dr. Neil T. Anderson, and it's celebrating 25 years of Set Free's ministry. And Dean, first off, is this something that you guys had originally planned to be an in-person event and kind of had to rework because of COVID?
That is correct.
What's kind of the background?
The background was we have annual banquets, and this was going to be our 25th anniversary banquet, and it was going to be a fundraising banquet, but because of COVID and because of us living in the state of Michigan, it's very restrictive, and they won't open the events for in-person events at banquets, so we're going to do it virtual this year, and we're hearing that others have done this very successfully, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I understand it's not just going to be a party. I mean, yes, it's a party because that's a pretty big thing to celebrate. But I understand Dr. Anderson's also going to be addressing some of the very real issues that have been brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you tell me a little bit more about that part?
Yes, Dr. Anderson is actually traveling to do an in-person interview with us dealing with fear and anxiety. And it's going to be maybe a half-hour talk on fear and anxiety and how to deal with what's happening with the COVID-19 stress that's coming upon our nation. We're seeing some pretty alarming things in mental health, at least in Michigan here. We've had a number of people call us with suicide attempts and contemplating suicide. All of our mental health facilities here in Michigan are full. There's hardly anywhere to send anyone, so they just send them to the hospitals. The New York Post just did a big article on what is happening in our nation right now, and they actually reported that 25% of ages 18 to 24 have contemplated suicide during the COVID-19 struggle here. So this is really having a huge effect on the nation, and especially on younger people. They're feeling overwhelmed and they're losing hope. So we're really looking forward to having Neil share with us what he has found in Scripture on dealing with fear and anxiety. So it's going to be something your listeners will want to tap into.
And you're leading perfectly into my next question because I was going to ask you how people can respond. Is it a free event? Do they have to, obviously it's online, so I assume they register online. Can you walk me through those next steps?
Yes, we can. Yeah. Okay, it's going to be the topic for the Set Free event is we're going to be sharing what God has done over the last 25 years. But when Neil is going to be sharing, it's going to be at our, you go to our website, and it's going to be setfreemen.org/2020banquet. That's how you would get to this event, and it's going to start airing September 18th. So anytime September 18 and after, anyone can go and listen to the teaching on Neil, but you can also see what's happening globally and locally with Set Free Ministries around the world, and we're going to be sharing a lot of testimonies. So it'll be a lively event, and there's going to be a lot of testimony. There's going to be a lot of sharing of what God has done. So we're excited about what God has done in the first 25 years, and we're certainly looking forward to the next 25 years. So it'll be a fun event.
And, you know, one quick follow-up question, because usually events like this are only for supporters of the ministry and kind of friends. It's kind of like a close circle, so to say. But this year it sounds like with the pandemic and everything, it's kind of broadening your circle to also be, yes, celebrating your ministry and what God's done, but then also it's an outreach. It becomes a ministry of sorts. Is that an accurate assessment, or kind of what are your thoughts?
I was on the original board 25 years ago when we started, and we had this idea. Jesus didn't charge for ministry, so we're not going to. we're gonna do everything we can do to help others, and we're not gonna charge a fee. We've been doing that for 25 years. So that's what I like about this event going virtual. Nobody has to pay a dime. You can come in, you can see the teaching of Neil, you can glean, get some good ministry tips, hear from God's word, be encouraged. Doesn't cost you anything. If you want to give to the ministry, that's great, but you don't have to. And for this, the world can come and take a look at what we're doing globally, and it's not going to cost anything. For those who are so inclined, they can give if they'd like, but they don't have to. So we're excited about the virtual event. And we, if, in fact, just a few minutes ago, we were trying to figure out UK time because we just had a call from the UK. There's a woman calling and just saying, please, I need help. Will you help me? And we're helping people from all over the world now using technology and using Zoom and those type of things now. And only because of COVID-19 did we have to adjust and start doing a lot of Zoom ministry. So it's really changed the way we do ministry now. And so we have people calling from all over the world and all over the United States that we're helping. So we're changing quickly.